Hello friends, welcome to Stock Paathshala. In this podcast today, we'll talk about ICICI Direct, which is basically coming from a big banking brand called ICICI. It is a full-service stock broker, basically has its corporate office based out of Mumbai. Across India, they have more than 200 offices across 87 locations. As of now, the overall client base in the range of 10,97,576, which is a huge number. Without a doubt, the brand equity gained by ICICI Banking Services in the past two decades has been helping ICICI Direct. But at the same time, ICICI Direct is famous for its incredible customer service and decent offline presence. Now, you can trade across equity, derivatives, mutual funds, IPO, fixed deposits, of course, bonds, NCDs, that is non-convertible debentures, currency tradings, ETFs, insurance, PMS services, you can take loans and stuff like that. One of the unique features of ICICI Direct is the 3-in-1 Demat account, which includes the bank account, Demat account and the trading account. This ICICI Demat account feature is only available with stock broking companies that have a leverage of a banking services parent company. The advantage of having a 3-in-1 Demat account is that you get seamless trading experience since your bank account is directly integrated to your trading account. In case of non-banking financial companies called NBFCs such as IIFL or Motilal Oswal, money is transferred from your bank account to your trading account manually and it can take some time. Now, these are basically some of the advantages of having a 3-in-1 Demat account. But now let's quickly jump and talk about the technology part. In ICICI Direct, you will get access to multiple trading platforms. ICICI Direct Trade Racer is one of the prominent trading apps. It's an executable file that can be installed onto your machine and from there you can basically carry on your trades. So the features include view all trading scripts with large and single interface. With live scanner feature, clients can instantly identify stocks that are making high or low. With heat map feature, stocks high or low can be identified directly with color coding. So you don't really need to do a lot of analysis. Right by the look of the color, you will be able to make out which particular stock is going in what trend. You can customize the color layout and all that. The above basically stock broking trading platform, ICICI Trade Racer, they may charge you a subscription cost. You have to check with the executive. Generally, they charge you 75 rupees per month. But then if you generate a decent amount of brokerage, let's say around 750 rupees per month, then this amount is levied off. ICICI Direct Trade Racer is also available in the web version. This particular feature-based application has lesser number of areas to explore. So yes, you can use it. But if you are an expert level trader, it is highly recommended you go ahead with the executable file. Then moving ahead, they have a mobile app, and this is one of the average sort of performing trading apps in the country. They give you decent features like latest quotes, scripts and all that. But in terms of the overall look and feel, in terms of the overall features, performance, user experience, there's a lot that can be improved. Now, moving ahead from technology, the customer care part. So in case of ICICI Direct, it's a full service bank based stock broker. So the expectation is generally high in terms of getting a quick turnaround time, wide range of customer support channels. In this case, you will get email, phone, offline branches. The expectation is that you're going to get quick turnaround. The executives are going to have a decent understanding of stock market and the products that they're selling. But the biggest concern of this particular stock broker is that they give major attention to high net worth individuals, HNIs. So basically, higher the ticket value, better the value you get, which is kind of discriminatory in terms of differentiating between the client base and should not be the case. But from the feedback that we've received from some of the clients of this broker, this is what we've been hearing. Now moving ahead, talking about money, in case you're looking to open an account with them, it is free, but they charge you AMC, annual maintenance fee, so for around 700 rupees, which is kind of expensive. Then in terms of brokerage, they charge you 0.55% for delivery in the default plan. They have multiple plans. We are as of now talking about the default one. In intraday, you get brokerage at 0.275, very expensive. Equity futures at 0.03 to 0.05. Then in terms of options, it can go to 95 rupees per lot. It can go down to 35 rupees per lot as well, but it also depends on the overall turnover value for you. Currency options can be done at 10 to 25 rupees. Then there are plans known as iSaver plan, iSecure plan. There is a prepaid brokerage plan. In iSaver plan, basically what's happening is this plan works on the concept of total turnover, and this total is done within a span of 3 months. So there are multiple slabs ranging between 25 lakhs to as high as 5 crore. So higher the turnover, lower is the brokerage you end up paying, and it's totally dependent on the overall turnover for the 3 months. They'll sum it and they will put you in a slab, and then they will basically see what kind of brokerage must be charged. Then there is iSecure plan, and there is no commitment of turnover in this plan. You're supposed to pay a discussed brokerage rate in all your trades. Basically, you're advised to have a detailed discussion before you open an account and negotiate on the brokerage, since it's going to be applicable across all the trades that you put in the future. Then there is a prepaid brokerage plan. Now, what is that? So by the name of it, you could understand that you are supposed to make an initial payment. It's like recharging your phone. So basically, you're putting up money at upfront. Higher the payment, lower is the brokerage charge that you put up. The commission generated from your trades, that particular money will be auto deducted from this initial deposit. So that's a good thing. So basically, you are giving the brokerage charge in advance. And higher the value that you give in, lower is the brokerage that you pay. And then moving ahead from charges, we talk about margin. So they have multiple plans for that. Again, for example, if you go with the Freedom plan, then you go for equity intraday up to 10 times. Ultimate plan gives you equity intraday up to 20 times. Still, it's not that high, because there are brokers who can go up to 80, 90, 100 times. Trust me on that. So that is a possibility if margin trading is the thing that you're looking for. In other segments, it can vary from 3, 4 to maximum 8 times, which is honestly not that huge. So margin is definitely not a strong point in case of ICICI Direct. Then, since it's a full service broker, they're going to give you multiple types of reports. So they have market insights at the opening bell, market commentary, special reports, market outlook. They have trading recommendations with the daily support and resistance level. Then they give you investment recommendations at equity model portfolio. There is a quarterly review done for all the companies that look investable. Then there are IPO reports that you can use to decide whether you want to go ahead with the IPO investment or not. Now, in terms of complaints, this stockbroker has received a relatively lesser number of complaints. If you talk about the latest numbers, they have received about 194 complaints. Out of that, 160 have been resolved. And in total, 0.01% of the clients have filed a complaint against this broker. The industry average is at 0.06. Lower this number, the better. So definitely they look better from the industry benchmarks. Finally, we talk about the problems and the good points. To sum it up, so problems first, brokerage charges are high. So in case you are okay to give away initial level, not initial level, across the board, in fact, the brokerage is going to be high. Unless, of course, you give away good enough money in transaction or as a prepaid plan, then you can negotiate with the brokerage. It can be complicated, the brokerage plans, and if you're a beginner, you don't really have much of an understanding, then it is a possibility that might end up paying more. So it is not suitable for smaller investors or somebody who is starting it's his or her journey. Then commodity trading is not allowed. Mobile app is pretty mediocre. And chatting support like channels or WhatsApp support channels are not really available, which are kind of quick in getting your things resolved. Positive, so by the number of active clients, the broker is definitely high valued, and currently it is at number 2. It was number 1, but now it is dethroned from that position, and it's currently at number 2. It gives you a 3-in-1 demat account. It gives you a large number of investment products. It has a huge brand name. That is definitely a case. Offline assistance is good. You get free research. Complaint count is pretty less. You also get the provision of placing GTC, that is the good till cancelled orders. So from that perspective, the broker is good enough. So in case you're looking for a trustable name and you're looking to put your money for long-term investments, you will get decent sort of research. You will get a dependable name. That's a brand value. You might be have to pay brokerage, but since you're gonna trade very less, it's gonna be very few trades investment. So in that case, that money should not harm you a lot. But if you are an intraday trader, or if you are somebody who is a beginner, then it's better that you stay away from this broker. You will not get a low brokerage. You will not get high margin. The intraday tips are not that really cool as well. So that is pretty much it in this podcast on ICICI Direct. Hopefully, this podcast was helpful for you for figuring out whether this stock broker works for you or not. In case you want to know more, you can check out the link in the description. It takes you to the website that we have detailing out the whole review of this broker. So we'll see you in the next podcast soon. Thank you so much for listening to this one. Bye-bye.